tight in the morning, tight at night, like all that stuff that is suggested in the beginning, like I need to keep doing that on a daily basis, and I don't have to go back to it, you know, I don't have to step outside myself and, you know, start doing everything all over again. It's if I keep doing it on a daily basis. You know, they always say this is a simple program for complicated people, and I really love to complicate stuff. I really do. Like, it's something I do on a daily basis, like, anything. You know, I just like that drama, I guess. And it really does suck. You know, like yesterday, my boyfriend asked me to bring home wash bucket for the car. I had to complicate the whole situation until we weren't speaking to each other, because that's what addicts do. You know, at least this one does. Like, I was like, I'm not... What do you mean? We're going camping. You can't wash the car and, like, you know, what I thought was a simple solution, you know, but really, like, when I step back and look at it, like, he wants to wash the car. Who cares? You know, like, I have no right to do that. Keeping it simple, you know, and I need to keep reminding myself of that on a daily basis. In the beginning, like, I've been in and out of these rooms since I was 16. You know, like now I'm 22, and I have 3.5 years clean. So it took me that long to get 3.5 years clean, because when I came in, like, I never kept it simple. You know, I always did, if you said, don't do this, like, I definitely was going to do it. Like, and I wonder why I used, you know, like, they said, stay out of a relationship. Nope, I wasn't doing that. You know, get a sponsor. No way. Like, I hate women. I don't trust them, they're conniving, you know. I know how I am, so why do I want to hang out with somebody who's probably just like me? Don't hang out with people who use. I did it, you know, and, like, ultimately, in the end, I paid the price. Like, the people that I hung out with didn't pay the price. I did, you know, like, I was like, oh, my friends would never let me use and all that stuff. And, like, all it took was saying, hey, I want to get high. And within 5 minutes, I was high. Like, you know, it was that quick, you know. And, thank God, you know, by the grace, something kept me coming back. Like, I'd go to meetings, even though I was using, like, you know, and I would just sit there, like, because I still wanted to be clean, you know, like, and I got back into that vicious cycle, you know, because I can't keep it simple. You know, I can't do what's suggested of me. And, you know, it took me a couple months, and, like, this time, like, was hard for me to get clean. Like, the people, like, in this area, in my area, were here for me 100%. Like, I still had the same support group in Narcotics Anonymous, people who were clean, people who worked the steps, people who kept it simple. You know, all my, you know, caseworkers and stuff were like, you're not going back to rehab. You've been there enough. We're done helping you. And, you know, like, by the grace of God and people in these rooms, like, that's why I'm clean today. Because they were like, listen, come to my house. You know, like, I detoxed in these rooms this time, like, white-knuckled, puking on myself in meetings, you know, because I wanted to stay clean that bad. And, you know, and I still went, for the first 6 months, I still did a lot of crazy things. Like, I hung out with people I shouldn't have. I didn't have a sponsor. And, you know, this lady came into the room one night, and, I was sharing about not having a sponsor. I did not trust women, and, you know, all that. And, like, she said to me at the end of the meeting, you need a sponsor, and I have no problem taking your inventory. And, like, that's how it has to be for me sometimes. Like, I need, like, you can't tell me anything complicated. Try to sit down and talk to me rationally. Like, I need that in your face, point blank, simple. She said, you know, sit down, shut the fuck up, and listen. That's what needed to be said to me. And, like, that day I called her. I'm like, will you be my sponsor? It was, like, the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. And, you know, she's like, sure. And in 3 weeks I'm celebrating 8 years clean, and you can be my speaker. And, like, I was terrified. You know, and immediately, like, we started writing. You know, she wanted to write on who is an addict. Read it and write about it, you know. You know, why are you here? Do you think you're an addict? Like, and all that, you know. And, like, I went through my steps, like, and I actually worked them, and, like, I realized a lot, like, how complicated I like my life to be and how complicated it was. Like, like the things that I thought, like when I was using, like were not problems, really were. Like I was in a placement in Pittsburgh, and like I was like, oh, I don't have a problem. Like, you know, if I had a shitty day, we used. If we had a great day, we used. If it was a normal day, we used, you know. And they were like, so you pretty much can't handle any situation without using, right? And I'm like, no, that's not really the case, you know. And like, and really it was, and I came to find that out. And like, I've been hitting up a lot more meetings. Like, I backed off for a while, and like, I'm not really sure why, you know. And it was a big mistake. I got, like, this, my sanity was, like, out the window, you know. I felt like shit, and, like, I had to go back to the basics. Like, I, once again, I couldn't listen, and, like, I didn't use, which is awesome, you know. But the pain got great enough that I needed to do something to change, you know. So now I'm back in, you know, the basics, you know. My life is very full today, you know. I hit, you know, I get to a good amount of meetings a week. You know, I talk to my sponsor. I'm with other recovering women, you know, on a daily basis. Like, and that's a big key for me. Women, like, I grew up, I was always the only girl in the neighborhood, the only girl in my class, or the only girl in my friends, you know. And a lot of times, I'm the only girl in the meeting. And, like, I'm okay with that. But now, like, there's more women in my area, and I'm, like, surrounded by this awesome, awesome group of women that, you know, we try to keep it as simple as it can be. Don't pick up. Use the sponsor and pray and do, use the steps, you know. And, like, I just am so blessed to be here speaking, and, like, I'm so really nervous. I say and, like, a lot, you know. And that's something that I struggle with. I don't know, it's hard for me to open up. Like, I struggle with a lot of things in my life. Like, with my friends in the program, like, I can talk about a lot of things. I can go to a meeting and talk about a lot of things. But, like, when it comes to that intimate relationship with, like, another recovering addict that I'm involved with on more than a friendship level, like, I can't keep it simple, you know. Like, I'm on direction from my sponsor. Keep it simple. Stay out of his recovery, and I just cannot keep my fingers out of it, and, like, and I pay the price every time, you know. And, like, there's things that I learn on a daily basis, and I still stick my hand in that fire, you know. And it's, you know, like, and I pray about it all the time. Like, this is a funny topic for me, you know, because I just really, on a given day, like, forget to keep it simple, and, like, and I see the consequences, and I'm trying to learn from them. You know, like, and I'm going through a lot right now. Like, my sponsor has done some things that, like, affect me, like, directly, you know, like, and it's, like, that insanity of the disease, repeating the same mistakes and expecting different results, or repeating the same mistakes and knowing what the hell's going to happen and doing it anyway, you know. And, like, I've been working on finding a new sponsor, and, like, you know, everyone's like, it's real simple. You tell her that you need a new sponsor. And I'm like, this is not simple for me. It really isn't. Like, this is the most gut-wrenching feeling I have ever felt in my life, you know. Like I feel like I'm breaking up with somebody. Like, I'm never going to see her again. I'm never going to talk to her again. Like, but that's how I end relationships. I'm just like, don't talk to me. Screw you and get a life, you know. I don't want anything to do with you. And that's not how I try to end relationships today. Like, and it's not ending, it's just changing, you know. And it took me a long time, and, like, finally, like, the pain got so great that I just told her, like, I need to find a new sponsor. And, like, she didn't yell at me. She didn't, like, say, oh, my God, whatever, you know, I'm dropping you before you can drop me. Like, she said, this is a process, you know, and if you want to change the relationship we have, we can do that, you know. If you want to change the way we communicate and try to work on our relationship as a sponsor-sponsee relationship and make it better, we can do that. But if you want another sponsor, you know, this is all about growth, and it's a process, you know. She tells me that on a daily basis. This is a process. You know, I would, like, I don't know, like, I have to remember that she's human and she makes mistakes, but, like, when it's the same mistake over and over again, and it affects my life, like, where I call and the help's not there, you know, like, I know that when I don't feel that connection that I used to feel with her, that I need to change, you know, like, I'm always changing, like, you know, every day I try to do something else to help me change into a better person, like, that's, like, one of my favorite topics is change, you know, like, I used to think that, like, it was so simple, you know, they were saying, turn it over, you know. I used to be like, oh, anything, I'll just turn it over. I'm powerless, you know, like, I accept it, yeah, you know, and just say it and, like, take the easy way out or, you know, this is who I am, and if you don't like it, then kiss off. Like, that's not who I am today. Like, the things I don't like about myself, I accept, but I accept that I need to change them. You know, like, I can't just accept that I have all these character defects and that's it. Like, there's a whole other part to that. You know, like, I have to, you know, have the courage to change things so that I can, you know. And I work on that on a daily basis, you know. I've changed a lot in the past 3.5 years. Like, people who don't know me before I got clean, like, normal people, can't believe that, like, I was the person that I was. They're like, no way. Like, I got to whip out the key tags to prove it. You know, which is funny, you know, like, I'm just like, how can, like, it amazes me. Like, that's why I know I've changed. Like, when people around me tell me, oh, I see you changing, you know, that have been here with me through this process, the people who didn't know me before don't believe that I was ever that person. Like, I know I've changed. But people that, like, don't even know me and just know someone that knows me, call me and ask me to come to a retreat to speak, I know I've changed, you know. Like, I'm not a perfect recovering addict. I don't want to be because I don't think I'm cured and that I can use successfully. And I don't ever want that in my life. Like, I need to remember where I came from every day, you know. I can't ever just forget for 1 second that I could be, you know, like the guy out on the street getting high, you know, that can be me any second, you know, if I choose to use. You know, so I've been doing a lot more praying, you know, like I'm doing my step and like I've kind of stalled on my step 4, like because I have this fear that like my sponsor expects me to share it with her and like I said, I'm not on that comfort level to share it with her and like I know deep down like if I don't share it with her, she's going to say, that's all right. It doesn't have to be your sponsor. You know, it just has to be another person. You know, so, like, I do work on it, you know, but I practice the steps in my life. You know, like, I just don't write on them, and that's it. Like, I have to live them. You know, when I apply to other areas of my life, not just here, like, I don't just come in here and talk the talk. Like, outside, I try to live this life to the best of my ability. And some days, it's not that great. Some days all my spirituality goes out the window, and I have to go to a meeting and talk about it, you know. I've been sharing about coming up here for, like, 3 months. Like, this is my first time camping. Like, I'm terrified. Like, I have this really huge SUV, so I'm like, I might be sleeping in it. I don't know. You know, like, I'm just, like, terrified, you know, about the whole situation, like, and I've humbled myself, because, like, really, like, in my mind, like, until I've really humbled myself, like, I'm too good to sleep in a tent, you know, that's how I feel sometimes, and, like, I need to get over that, because I'm not a princess, you know, although I'd like to be, you know, it's great when I get treated like one, like, that keeps me sick, you know, you know, even after I got clean, like, I had a lot of that in my life. Like, my parents still would give me anything I wanted. My boyfriend would give me anything I wanted. You know, his family would give me anything I wanted. And, like, as much as I love it, like, I got to tell them to stop. You know, like, I've talked about it 1,000 times. Please, tell me no once in a while. You know, and I hate it. You know, when he tells me no, I'm like, what do you mean no? You know, like, but I need people to tell me no, because, like, I cannot stay self-centered. I can't stay in that vicious cycle, because, like, I live in misery, you know, like, I think it feels good for about 5 minutes, and then, like, I feel like crap, you know, for, like, 3 weeks about someone buying me a T-shirt, you know, because I really, really wanted it, and I really, really needed it, and I have 75 other T-shirts, you know, it doesn't really matter. I didn't really need it, you know, and, like, it's great. Like, I can turn things down now. Like, no, I really don't need it, okay? Like, and I can see that change. Like, I don't, like, throw a hissy fit when I don't get something. Sometimes I do. Like, my boyfriend's over there, like, thinking, you throw hissy fits, you know? Because I do, you know, and, like, that's, like, something that I'm working on. Like, that's the way I was raised, you know? It took me, you know, 20 years to learn, you know, and live that behavior. Like, so now it's going to take me, like, I don't change overnight. Like, I work on it on a daily basis. Like, things don't always have to go my way. You know, and I'm okay with that, you know, some of the time when things don't go my way. You know, I don't know, like, you know, like, I don't know, I just need to remember that I'm not perfect, and, like, I make mistakes, and, like, the people in these rooms make mistakes, and, like, I don't want to put anyone on a pedestal. I don't want to put my sponsor on a pedestal, because, like, when that happens, and, like, people make mistakes, like, I think they're horrible, you know, like, I've had a lot of people in these rooms that, like, who I thought were, like, so important to my recovery, and they really are, you know, and they're not here, you know, and that sucks. Like, when I got clean, my support group, like, immediate support group people that I would tell anything was, like, 30 people. Like, literally, there were so many, and we were so close, you know, we're in a small area, like, you have to be close, and, like, most of them are using, you know, because they couldn't keep it simple. They couldn't do what they needed to do to stay clean, and, like, and that hurts me a lot, you know, and when he was dead, you know, like, they found his body 2 blocks from his kid's house, you know, and, like, that's really shitty, like, this disease kills people every day, you know, and I don't want to be the next empty chair, I really don't, like, that's not my wish today, like, I hope that my children, when I had them, never have to see me in that act of addiction that I saw my parents, or that I put other people's kids through, or my little brother through, you know, like I go to meetings, and there's always a lot of kids there, and, like, I think that's awesome, you know, like, and people get annoyed, like, oh, your kid's being obnoxious and disrupting the meeting, like, I personally don't care, because this is how it was for me, like, I would get high in front of anybody's kid. Like, it didn't matter. If your kid's there, if you're not going to move them, I'm getting high in front of them. You know, I remember, like, my little brother walking into the room at, like, 2 years old with a belt wrapped around his arm because he wanted to be like his sister. You know, and, like, I feel like shit on a daily basis. Like, he doesn't remember it, but I always will. And I need to remember that because I don't want to go back there. You know, and, like, the things I put my family through, my little brother really thought, oh, Sissy gave herself a shot today, Mom. You know, like, that's horrible. Like, and I beat myself up about that stuff, you know, and, like, and I work on it with my sponsor. I'm like, thank God, like, he'll never remember that, you know. Like, he knows that his sister did bad things, and she goes to meetings now and, you know, stuff like that. But he doesn't ever have to remember that, but I need to remember it for myself, you know, like, to stay clean, because the second I forget all the things that I've done to get high and stay high, like, I'll use, even if I don't want to. That feeling of rock bottom, like, is one of the worst feelings I ever felt, you know, like, sitting there and crying, saying, I don't want to use, as I'm sticking a needle in my arm, is a really shitty feeling. And I haven't felt that way since I got clean. You know, I haven't felt that pain of my life is out of control. And, like, I would rather die than feel this way. Like, I've been through a lot since I've been clean this time. Like, my grandmother passed away, and like, I sat on her bed, and she stared in my eyes and she stopped breathing, and like, I was so grateful to be clean, like, to witness that, you know, like, it sounds morbid, but like, I'm glad I could be there, instead of in her bathroom getting high, or not even caring, staying home and getting high while she's dying, just so I don't have to feel. You know, like, I'm grateful that I could feel today. Like, the people in the rooms were here for me. But I called at 5:30 in the morning saying I'm going to the nursing home because my grandmother's dying. They didn't, like, tell me I was crazy and call them when they're awake, you know. They talked to me. You know, like, that was one of the hard, that's the hardest thing I've had to do since I've been clean, I think. And, like, I didn't want to use. The thought of using did not cross my mind. You know, I just prayed about it and prayed and prayed and prayed and, like, and I've taken so much from her that, like, before she died, like, I told her I was sorry for everything I've done, you know, to her. And, like, she knows, but she, like, I work in a nursing home and she'd run around and, oh, Caitlin used to run the streets, but she's a good kid now, and I'm like, thank you, really, for telling everybody that, but, you know, like, she knew, like, you know, in her heart of hearts that, like, you know, when she forgave me, you know, like, we just had that understanding, and she was, like, my best friend, like, I loved her so much, like, and it kills me still that she's gone, but I don't want to use, it doesn't make me want to use, you know, you know, and, like, I learned from my mistakes today, everything I do, like, and the women in the room, like, when they come in, you know, like, and they go through the same mistakes I did, like, I literally try to pound it in their head, do not do this, like, please, you know, like, it only turns out bad, like, it, there's never a good ending to these situations, and I haven't found one yet, you know, and, like, and I see myself in, like, these newcomers, like, the things they do, like, I can see the things that I did, you know, and I try to help as much as I can, and, you know, but ultimately, in the end, it's their decision, you know, if they want to use or stay clean or, you know, do things that are not suggested of us when we get clean, and I just got to keep doing that. I got to keep carrying the message. I got to keep helping another addict, you know, on a daily basis, you know, like, I got to get out of that self-centered stuff and, you know, do what was done for me. You know, I'm really, really grateful to be here tonight and this weekend, like, and this was not simple for me. I'm still, like, nervous, but, you know, like, this program taught me how to save my life, you know, and it only works if I work it. I can't just, like, think that Narcotics Anonymous is going to, like, save my life by itself. Like, I got to do something for it, you know, and this is just another stepping stone, you know, for me to recover and be a better person. I'm grateful to be here. That's all I have. Thanks for letting me share.
Speaker, same topic as keeping it simple. I'd like to introduce the speaker. Her name is Linda S. from the LBG group of NA and in the Northeast area of NA.
Hi, everybody. My name is Linda. I'm an addict. My clean date is 9/14/03. This is a great topic for me. I worked this concept so hard this summer, so hopefully I have some good things to say. I used for 30 years, the last 3 months of my addiction, I used needles. And that's what brought me to my knees, and that's what brought me into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I was thinking a lot about Caitlin Wishcoffin, you know, and I think it's kind of, I think I'm fortunate in a way, it's kind of my nature to keep things simple. And I was thinking about that and while she was talking, and I thought, you know, one of the things may be that, you know, I'm the third child. I have two older sisters. And, you know, when you're the third child, you know, you're kind of like left to your own devices, you know. One of my older sisters was the smart one. The other one was the pretty one, and I was just the one, you know. I was just there. So I think I learned, you know, at an early age just how to keep things simple. You know, I got hand-me-downs. You know, what was I going to do about that, you know. But the program has taught me how to approach life on life's terms through the concept of keeping it simple. At the beginning of the summer, my relationship ended, and my sons here in the room know how devastated I was. And I remember thinking all through the summer, all I could do was, like, just do the next thing, you know, just, you know, take the next step forward. You know, I because of just the way things happened, I sort of ended up in a financial jackpot, and I own a farm, so I'm kind of trying to run a farm on my own, and, you know, there was a couple of times where I sat down and I just thought, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I just don't want to put forth the effort. And the thing that always got me back up and got me moving again was just the idea that I just needed to do the next thing. And even if the next thing was, like, get to the top of the stairs so I could go to the bathroom or something, you know. I just had to do what was next in line. And I think that, for me anyway, that was really applying the concept of keeping it simple. I really, really relied on my program this past summer because, you know, to me, you know, the steps are our medicine, and that's how, that's where we learn to live life on life's terms. And there's a lot of talk in my group about changing sponsors, and Caitlin talked about it too. And I changed sponsors this summer. And, you know, first I'd like to say that I have a wonderful relationship with my old sponsor. And it's actually even better than it was now because the restraints of that sponsor-sponsee relationship has been lifted. And now we're just sort of equals, and we have the chance to be just friends now. And I think, you know, I could have complicated that. I could have wrung my hands and said, oh, she's never going to talk to me again and all that. But that's not keeping it simple. What we learn in this program, that, you know, sponsees move on. And sponsors really do not take that personally. And that's what I applied to my program. You know, when I found the new sponsor, and I was, you know, and I needed to tell my old sponsor I was moving on, I did not allow myself to believe that there was going to be any animosity, there was going to be a problem between us, because that's not what the program taught me. I had to rely on what the program taught me to get me through that particular instance. And it did. You know, we know for a fact that by and large, sponsors accept the fact that sponsees move on. And I just needed to have faith in that process. I just needed to have faith in the program that process is going to work out that way. And it did. And by having faith in the program allowed me to just keep that simple. I did not get up on my head about it. I did what I had to do, and everything's fine. I have sponsees, and we have a friend in our NA family at home who always says, you know, just don't swing in the trees with them, Linda. Don't swing in the trees. And And that really helped me when I've got somebody calling me up, you know, and she's like swinging in trees, you know, and going through some issues she has. And I don't get up in a tree with her, you know. I think that means, you know, to just sort of try to keep it simple is just I try to just move her into a solution. And I think that's what I need to do to keep it simple. I need to be constantly looking for solutions, because if I stay in the problem, you know, that's just complicating things. So, you know, so either with my sponsees or with my sponsor, if I'm moving from a problem to a solution, one of the things I like to ask myself or ask them is, well, what's your plan? You know, how are you going to get out of this jackpot? Because I don't want to hear about you staying in the jackpot. You know, that's not what I'm about here. Let's move out of the jackpot into the solution. And I think, to me, that really simplifies things a lot, too. You know, the longer I stay back here, the messier it's going to get. So just keep moving forward. You know, the steps are our medicine, and all our answers are in the steps. You know, the first three, I can't, he can't, so I think I let him. Sometimes when I'm struggling with issues that have to do with my life, you know, I try to remember that, because again, that kind of moves me towards the solution. You know, I can't deal on this on my own, and that's very important to recognize. You know, this problem is too big for me. Not really so much the problem; it's the emotional weight that I carry when I'm confronted with a problem. It's the emotional weight that is too big for me to carry, and I have to share it with somebody. Whether I share it with the God of my understanding, or with my Wu, with my sponsor, with my group, whatever, you know. So share the emotional burden that the problem has me carrying. And once that emotional burden is lessened, then the solution becomes more obvious. If your perception clears and you're able to see, you know, as addicts, you know, we get a flat tire, we want to dial 911, right? Well, you know, you just step back and say, well, it's just a flat tire. You know, once the emotional weight is lifted, you know, I can see a problem for what it is. And it's usually just, you know, something that needs to be worked through. I try my hardest, and I've done pretty well lately with staying away from the he said, she said calls. You know, I really don't want to know things about people, you know, that I don't need to know. You know, I think gossip is such a destructive force, and you know, gossiping about people is just anything but simple, and it's even worse for the person that's being gossiped about, because, you know, nothing can complicate your life quicker than having, you know, rumors said about you. I'm not perfect about it. Sometimes I get caught up in it, but by and large, I avoid gossip like the plague. It can do no good, and so that's just another way I keep my recovery simple. You know, Caitlin talked a lot about the basics. I get up in the morning and I have, you know, some my spiritual journals and recovery material that I read. And a lot of them, you know, like the Just for Today book, that's like, it's just a very short blurb of what, you know, you need to look for that day. And that really helps me, just like for instance, if the Just for Today talks about friendship, you know, and then I say, well, okay, except for today, I'm gonna pay attention to my friendships and make sure that I'm nurturing and kind in those aspects. And so just having those sort of devotional and spiritual readings always helps me to kind of focus on what's going on for that day. You know, I'm having a hard time finding a job. I lost my job in February because my company was bought out, and you know, just like, again, it's just doing the next thing, you know, just pounding the pavement, putting applications in, making the follow-up phone calls. All summer, you know, I've been taking, you know, 2 steps forward and 1 step back. And, you know, that's okay for me this summer. You know, I've accomplished a lot this summer. And I, you know, that's a whole lot better than taking 1 step forward and 2 steps back, you know. I'm a firm believer that, you know, if I'm not moving forward, I'm going backwards. And I don't care if I'm moving forward at a snail's pace or just taking baby steps. I don't care about any of that. Just keep me moving forward, you know. And that's what the steps do. That's why it's so important for me to be constantly working on something. You know, if I'm not working on a step, then, you know, then I'm not moving forward. And just such relief in the steps. So I'm about done, but I think to just sum things up, for me, keeping it simple is just constantly moving from the problem into the solution, you know, just keep doing the next thing. You know, we hear about the next right thing. Well, at this stage, I hope every next thing of mine is the right thing. You know, doing the wrong thing isn't really on my plate anymore, so it's just constantly doing the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And that's how it works for me. Thanks.